This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast 23 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
This is Brian Wilkes. Today I'm joined by the Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical conditions conditions is a bad terminology, are crap. It sounds very Donald Trump-like, you know? Technically speaking, he is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements, and he served in the U.S. Army for 23 years as both an enlisted soldier and an officer and as a physician. He graduated from the medical school at Oklahoma State University. He's the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and this very podcast, Against the Grain. How are you doing today, Dr. Chad Edwards?
I am doing amazing.
It's an impressive resume. It's hard. It's a tongue twister a little bit for me, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I appreciate you.
You don't look old enough to have served in anything for 23 years. That's the only compliment I'm ever going to give you, to your face.
Well, I sure don't act old enough.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Well, I enlisted when I was 17, and you know, kind of did the enlisted thing for 11 years, and then said ready to go to medical school, got my commission, went off and did that.
Curious, what drew you to the military? Not to get off subject completely.
I knew I wanted to be in the military since I was a little kid.
Why?
I don't know.
Just something.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
I liked their equipment. It was cool.
You wanted to shoot. I mean, I think every man, real man, wants to shoot a gun.
Yeah. And like they said in G.I. Jane, you get to blow stuff up.
That's exciting. Can I talk about something else exciting?
Yeah.
The sugar. Do you know what that's code for? The sugar?
Let me guess.
Diabetes.
I remember the other podcast that we did on diabetes, and you went into this whole story about the sugar. So yes, sugar. I do remember.
I think 3/4 of it was edited.
Probably because you went off on this.
I went off on this. Yeah. Marshall over here is a full-time job for this guy over here to edit everything we got to do. Right?
He earns his keep.
So tell me, what's the difference between this show and the last show that we did on diabetes?
So here we're going to talk about the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. We'll talk about it just briefly.
Ooh, it's getting complicated already for me.
Yeah.
1 and 2.
And it does matter because the way you treat it matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you may care less as a patient, but when it comes to how do you manage this, it becomes very, very important.
There's a big distinction, in other words.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how do you know what is type 1, what is type 2? Because I remember when I was this is my HIPAA-compliant story.
We have a button.
HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
You know, Marshall's voice. That's Marshall's voice on that.
It's awesome.
It's a really good voice.
It doesn't
sound
anything.
It's a strong voice.
And sounds nothing like a girl.
You want to fight? Military guy? Let's get it. You're probably going to win, but
I don't know, those are fighting words.
Okay, keep going.
So this guy, I remember it was right before we deployed to Iraq, and there was a guy that came in to see me, and he was new to our unit, and he was 6'3" or 6'4" and thin, very thin. Did not at all meet the typical criteria.
Like
not,
overweightish not criteria. Kind
right.
of guy. Yeah.
Who you would think would be a type 2 diabetic person. So he came to see me and said that he was diagnosed with diabetes, and they said it must be type 1 because of how he looked. And they said, you know, you must have type 1 diabetes, and so you need to be on insulin and all these kinds of things. So he... And they found his diabetes incidentally. He went in for some skin infection or something like that, and they found the diabetes. And his blood sugar was like in the 600s or 700s
the sugar.
Or something. Yeah, exactly. So he came to see me and said, I've got diabetes. They said, I have type 1. I need to be on insulin. And I said, well, you know, not so fast. Let's take a look. So ran some lab work, and he had sufficient amounts of insulin, but...
How did they not pick that up?
Well, they were. He went into the emergency department and then went to the hospital. But again, they're not. They did not look at the physiologic difference between type 1 and type 2.
Okay.
So looking at labs like C-peptide and proinsulin and insulin itself and anti-GAD and antibodies, you know, all those things. And so we did a lot of that stuff with him. And I said, brother, you're not type 1. You are type 2 diabetes. And he's like, but I don't look anything like it. And they told him that he didn't look anything like it. And therefore, it must not.
I guess the airport's not the only place they stereotype people these days, right?
Exactly.
We needed like a button. That was a pretty good, funny joke.
Is that better?
So these people just basically gave him a looksee over and said, this is what you have.
Well, and, I mean, it's an atypical presentation. That's not how it normally works. But when it comes to treating patients, you have to know what it is that you're dealing with. Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't work to say, it looks like this.
Yeah.
Unless you have no other option. If you have no other option, then fine. You know, do the best you can with what you have. But we have ways to answer these questions. So what we're going to talk a little bit more about is, what is type 1 diabetes? What is type 2 diabetes? And and specifically, the antibodies that we look at. And some of the tests that we do at our clinic in Revolution, and you know what I would recommend someone get tested on, or what labs would we recommend for a diabetic patient, because it can change. And it can change midstream. So you can be type 2 diabetic, and that can change.
So it's not like, you know, a person get, you know, I hate to say this, comparable, but the person gets cancer.
Right.
And the cancer is not going to change from cancer to I don't know, like indigestion.
Right.
You know, it's going to, but diabetes, as far as it fluctuates greatly, quickly. Right?
It can.
As far as a disease into other things.
And
right?
It's important to understand that.
Heart disease or whatever.
You can have a patient that has type 2 diabetes and, you know, they have, quote, sufficient amounts of insulin, but they have insulin resistance, or they have, you know, a chromium deficiency. Chromium is required for insulin to work at the insulin receptor.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a chromium deficiency, that can basically cause type 2 diabetes. So that's not an insulin deficiency problem, but it is a relative insulin deficiency problem because their pancreas is making insulin.
Mm-hmm.
You may need to give them insulin because you have to kind of overwhelm those receptors to make them work, so to speak.
Can we back up a little bit?
Yeah.
What's the symptomatically, what's the difference between 1 and 2?
Like how are they different in symptoms?
As far as I'm the guy that has 1 of the 2, how do I feel differently symptomatically? Or
you,
is that,
you may not.
You may not. So symptomatically they can appear the same.
They can. Yes. Now, you know, a classic presentation of a type 1 diabetic would be weight loss over a period of time, having increased thirst. They drink more water. They have to pee more.
Yeah,
urinate more because the sugar that's in their blood.
Right.
The sugar that's in their blood is an osmotically active force. It pulls fluid into the bloodstream.
Right.
And more gets filtered through the kidneys, and so you pee it out. When you pee it out, it makes you thirsty. So you have this. I'm drinking more, peeing more. I'm losing weight.
That can be both.
That can be both.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm losing weight. Losing fat,
right?
And we could get into the physiology of it, but I can talk about that for hours. I love that physiology. And I was actually going to be on Jimmy Moore's podcast, Living La Vida Low Carb. So it's a little plug
for his
webcast.
They're so much more creative than we are.
You think?
Living La Vida Low Carb? I mean, that's an amazing creative.
Oh, that's cool. It's cool. But he's been doing this for a long time.
That's impressive.
And I think my episode's coming out in the middle of April. I was a guest on his show, and we were actually supposed to talk about type 1 diabetes, but we ended up just talking about functional medicine and prolotherapy and what we do at Revolution. Which was cool, and I had a great time talking with him, and that guy's amazing. Has a great experience.
A lot of followers, right?
He's a huge following. It was a huge honor to get to talk with him.
That's awesome.
So we were actually going to talk about this topic. And in preparing that, I was like, we need to do this. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully...
Well, we've got more listeners, so...
Right.
Right. So that's important to get the message out.
That's right. Yeah. So I'll end up doing this information on his podcast. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, it's good information. I want to get this information out. So so in preparing for this, I was just looking at the differences in this type 1, type 2, autoimmune, and the how does the type 1 diabetes affect you, and, and these this classic presentation. So how do we work this stuff up? You know, what do we do? So there are, basically type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. So you have, autoimmune means that your immune system begins to attack something within your body. So you make antibodies against something in your body. And in your pancreas is what, it has endocrine and exocrine functions, meaning it makes chemicals that you spill out into your digestive tract that help with digestion.
Important little organ, that pancreas.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, you truly can't live without it. But it also produces insulin in certain sets of cells called the beta cells, and it produces glucagon and some other chemicals as well in some other different cells. But it's these beta cells that are really, really critical. They measure your blood sugar, and they kick out insulin in response to elevated levels of blood sugar. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune destruction. Your body has made antibodies against the beta cells in the pancreas. They discovered in 1974 that type 1 diabetes was an autoimmune condition. So when you're looking at type 1 versus type 2, you want to know, what is it that we're dealing with? Now, again, I would argue that most of the time, adults that develop diabetes are probably type 2, especially if they're obese and, you know, going along with that whole traditional paradigm that we think about with type 2 diabetes. But I still think it's important to check these. And we run a test in Revolution called the Diabetes Prevention and Management Panel. They're the DPMP. And there's a lot of great information in that lab. And
let's do this, not to interrupt, but let's talk about that. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk about this particular test that you run at Revolution Health. We'll be right back.
Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
And we're back, Dr. Chad Edwards. How are you doing?
I'm ready to talk about some labs.
Some labs.
Is that nerdy?
It's exciting. It leans towards the nerd factor. Yeah, I won't lie to you.
Okay.
I'll keep it real with you. We keep it real on the show, right? I'm the cool guy. You're the nerd. That's what people say.
That works.
I'm just telling you what other people say.
That's the feedback we get.
I mean, I'm the smart, cool guy. You're kind of the nerd.
At least I'm the good looking
in the
one.
Dark room running labs. So tell us about your labs.
He didn't even comment on my comment.
No, you didn't need to comment on mine either.
Yeah, so, well, that's true.
Yeah.
I was too busy thinking about mine.
Yeah,
I had
your
to
comeback.
Come up with something.
That's always how it is. You're too busy thinking about your comeback. Gotcha.
Yep.
And so tell us about this.
I got my comeback. I'm out.
I'm out. Okay, so tell me about this lab.
All right, so it's actually a panel of a bunch of different labs, but one of the things that we get in this lab, you know, again, we're looking at insulin levels. We're looking at C-peptide levels, pro-insulin levels.
Gotcha.
We're trying to get an understanding of how that pancreas is actually functioning, those beta cells. How are they working? Are they efficient or not? Then we look at blood sugar itself. How has your blood sugar been over 90 days through what's called a hemoglobin A1C? How it's been over the last couple of weeks through a lab called the fructosamine.
Last couple of weeks, you continue to monitor. Is it not a test? It's
so
a variety
when we test your blood, we're looking at a 2-week window of what your blood sugar looked like over the previous 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
So that's the information it gives.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of stuff that we're looking at in that, but one of the labs in this is called an anti-glutamic acid decarboxylase, or an anti-GAD.
That's a big word.
Exactly.
You are a huge nerd.
So this antibody is highly correlated with risk of developing type 1 diabetes. Correct. Mm. Well, it's there's a strong correlation.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it causes it. You know, all those things. It's just highly correlated with type 1 diabetes, independent of whether or not you were diagnosed with type 2 or type 1. So. You can get the anti-GAD antibody with other forms of autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, those kinds of things. So people that get autoimmune disease get autoimmune disease. So if you have one, there's a higher chance that you could have another. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we look at. And I have some patients that have very high levels of anti-GAD, and they're not even remotely diabetic in any level. Their blood sugar looks great. But patients that are asymptomatic, have no symptoms, and they're not diabetic, but they have this elevated antibody, have a significantly increased risk of developing diabetes. So it's an important lab to get. There are other antibodies that we can get, like an islet cell antibody. So if you go to your doctor and you say, I think I have type 1 diabetes, they might get some of these other labs. And in fact, when I was doing my traditional medicine, I don't ever remember getting an anti-GAD. Mm-hmm. I remember them other physicians talking about insulin autoantibodies and islet cell antibodies and these different kinds of things. And the problem is, like with an islet cell antibody, it's very difficult to test that. There's a lot of inconsistency with the testing. So it's not reliable and reproducible. So it may not be as helpful for us. There's one that's an anti-tyrosine phosphatase like protein insulin associated type 2 or not type 2 but or an anti-IA2. So that's another antibody. So we got this whole host of antibodies that you can get. The bottom line is type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition. 10% of type 2 diabetics have at least one of the islet antibodies. Some of these patients with these antibodies will actually develop into what's called LADA, or latent autoimmune diabetes of adults. And so this is how it can change mid-course. If you're, most of these patients are over 30 years of age, non-obese, so like the one I was mentioning.
Like me, healthy, good-looking, trim, cut, ripped
patients. Initially controlled by diet.
Right.
So if you got type 2 diabetes, they say you have type 2, you control it by diet, you're over 30 years of age, you're not obese, but you start getting worse, then it could be this latent autoimmune diabetes of adulthood, or LADA. And these patients are going to require insulin earlier. I have a patient that we just put him on insulin like 2 weeks ago. This is exactly what he has.
Wow.
His lab is consistent with this the whole bit. So these patients will start developing weight loss, ketosis, more unstable blood sugar levels, very low levels of glucose-stimulated C-peptide. That's one of those things coming out from the pancreas. And in fact, let me get in one more little statistic here. There was a study called the UK Prospective Diabetes Study Group, UK PDS. They were looking at type 2 diabetics that required insulin. After a 6-year follow-up, 94% of patients that had the ICA antibody or islet cell antibody and 84% of patients that had anti-GAD antibodies had to go on insulin versus 14% of those that needed to go on insulin if they were antibody negative. So this is something that we need to watch your antibodies. We need to follow these because our management for your diabetes could change.
Right.
So you need, if you have diabetes, you need to find someone that's going to check these antibodies at least once and then know what to do with them. And
can
that's one of the things that
we do. Can I be blunt? They need to go to you at revolutionhealth.org. And a lot of this information can seem complicated and daunting, and you can find a lot of it on the website, revolutionhealth.org. But I can't emphasize enough that if you have any of those symptoms that Dr. Chad talked about earlier, recommend you book an appointment at revolutionhealth.org and go talk to him for an hour about this stuff. It can be complicated, but I would say, Chad, this is kind of one of these topics that we always get back to the mission of Revolution Health, right? And just like I watched an episode the other day on the meat industry, right? And how it's growing so exponentially. But, killing cows wasn't meant to scale, to the degree.
Right.
Like God didn't intend, hey, I'm going to give you a cow and here's one. And all of a sudden we have 2 billion a day or something crazy that. And so there's a deterioration of health through that process at scale. And I think one of the missions that I keep going back to with Revolution Health is the reason you put the revolution is because you don't want to be one of those cows going to slaughter, and you certainly don't want to be one of those people eating the cow that's going to slaughter with the other billion cows that are being reproduced at high levels. And I think the whole medical industry falls into that kind of category. They're not testing for things like this because they don't have time or the bandwidth to test for things like that.
And Revolution, or know what to do with the results.
Or going to spend the time with you to go through those results like Revolution will. So
right.
I can't emphasize enough on every one of these shows that, hey, look, if you're listening to this, it's great information to impress your friends. If you're a health nut, this is a perfect show for you. But at the end of the day, if you want to get serious about it, you got to go to the clinic. That's the bottom line.
Right. Or so, find a functional medicine physician that will listen to you.
Absolutely.
And will look at the underlying causes and or the underlying reasons.
It's good to see you today.
Good to see you.
You're looking sharp.
And it's good to be seen.
Yeah, it's good to be seen. See you next time. All right.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.